chapter 15 and verse 8. 15 and verse 8. Brother Jim said this morning, very familiar scripture here, and I've preached off of it several times. Like Brother Jim, we preach off of something a lot and don't always get everything, and we'll read it again, and the Lord will begin to deal with us on something. And last night when Brother Jim had texted me to ask me to preach, and we was at Mama's and went over to the house, knelt down there at my recliner, began to pray and seek the Lord, asked Him what He had me to preach. And this thought had come to me several weeks ago, and I got a little notepad there on my computer, and just kind of put it in there and just kind of left it because I was studying another message. And this other message, I said, I believe that maybe next time I preach at the home church, I was going to preach it. And I began to pray about that message, and just felt like the Lord told me to put it on hold. He wanted me to go back to that other thought, and I've been praying about something. I've been praying about revival coming up and the Lord helping each and every one of us in revival and sending us a great revival. Been praying about the Lord sending revival in my heart. And I'm like everybody else. We all been struggling. We all been going through some trials. And But I stand here tonight to say, if the Lord help me, I won't be defeated. I will not go down in defeat. And I'm going to keep on fighting about you. I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to keep rolling. And I'm going to keep going. Even the storms get rough, I'm going to keep going. And I was praying about revival, praying about things, and praying about this service last night, trying to get ready. And the Lord began to deal with me on these scriptures and show me things, even in that thought I didn't have. And I just want the Lord to help me to deliver my heart. And I just feel like this is what the Lord showed me that I need to do for me to have revival. And so I feel like, and then the Lord began to deal with me preaching it tonight. So I feel like it'll be for all of us. If we all do it, we can have revival. But verse 8 in chapter 15 of the book of Luke, either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle, sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. And when she had found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I have lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. I want us to look back, verse 8 and verse 9. As we know the story here is Jesus has given the parable, and He's beginning to talk about the woman that had 10 pieces of silver. And I begin to look at that, and she lost that one piece. And if I understand it right, that one piece of silver that she lost was maybe a day's or either a week's earning. It was a lot of money to her. It was worth a lot. And it had some value on it. It had something about it that she wanted to find it. She knew that she had to find it. I got bills to pay. I got things. The tax collector's coming. I got to have this. This is a whole day's worth of work right here that I've lost. And then we begin to see in the story that she begins to light the candle. She begins to sweep the house. I begin to see in the story there's so many things right here in this story. There's six or seven things. She lost the coin. She lit the candle. She swept the floor. She sought for it. She found it. And then she rejoiced. There's some things, there's some steps that she went through to find that coin that she had lost. And I begin to think about the Lord begin to show me something here, and I've never preached it like this. And I've preached on sweeping, and I've preached on looking for it and seeking that. But I've just never thought, if the Lord had helped me, I want to preach on it's time to sweep the house. It's time to sweep the house. There's something that we have lost, church. There is something that we once had that we don't have anymore. And we can all look around and we can all begin to look at our own selves and say, you know, I used to do this or I used to do that. I used to pray more. I used to read my Bible more. I used to do this. I used to go out and visit more.
And there's so many things that we have done and we have lost in this hour. I know that the battles have seemed to get harder. I know that we're facing the devil harder in these hours. But the Lord is still the same today as He was yesterday, today, and forever. He's not changed. He's still able to help us through whatever we go through. But we have failed and we have lost the things that is valued in our life. There's so many things that we can go through and time won't permit of the things that valued. But I just want you to ask yourself the question, what have I lost in my life? I was thinking as the Lord began to deal with me and I was praying about revival and praying about this. And Lord, I need revival. Lord, I know I've been going through a slump this way. I'll be just first to admit, I've been a dead, dry person on that pew over there. I'm one of them. I admit it. I say it. I'm not going to look around and point fingers and say if so-and-so move, so-and-so move. I'll be the first to admit that I hadn't done my part, that I've been dried up for a while. But I began to pray about it, and I seen myself, and I said, I don't want to be in this state no more. I want to get back on fire for God. And the Lord began to deal with me and show me things that I've lost and things that I used to value more. My prayer life was valued more. My Bible reading was valued more. There was other things that I'd done. I fasted. I valued it more. But now it seems that it's fell into a rut. It's just a thing to do to read one or two chapters, three chapters a day. It seems like it's just out of obligation to pray for a while. But oh, I want to get back to the days that I used to pull down Crooked Run Road. Nobody around. I'd walk in that old church house in Soper in Georgia, and it'd be 110 degrees inside. And I'd get in there and pray for a long time, hours, and seek God to come down and help me in my ministry, and come down and help me in my life. I begin to sweep around. I notice that I lost it. I say, Lord, get me back to that point. And Lord, I'd have a desire to pray. I have a desire to read the Word. Even more, I have a desire to fast and seek Him. We have lost it, church. We have lost the value. You say, Brother Josh, I pray. Brother Josh, I read the Bible. But let me ask you the question. Do you read and pray like you used to? Do you do it as much as you used to? Is it valued as much in your life? Or is things more important? Is things more come first before reading and praying and fasting and seeking God and before sowing it and going out and witnessing? What comes first in your life? I say, Lord, I've lost it. But Lord, I want to sweep tonight. I want to sweep my house. And I want to clean it up. Oh, hallelujah. But the first thing that she had to do is she had to realize that she lost it. Come on now. Oh, I said she had to realize that she lost it. Because when you got it, or you think you got it, there's been times I just got in a habit. When I get out of the car, first thing I do is I touch my billfold. I don't do it every time, but I've kind of failed on it lately. But I try to touch my billfold, make sure it's there. And then just like at work, the first thing I do when I get out of the car is make sure I got my gun. I touch it. Then I touch my billfold and I touch this. And I make sure that I got everything. And you know, we assume sometimes that we got it all. We just assume that it's there. There has been times in work. And I just use this as an illustration. It's the easiest thing I can think of. But there has been times, Brother Michael, that I have put my gun in the locker at work. I'd get out and I'd step to the back of the violator's car as I'm walking up to the door, and I'd touch to make sure I got my gun and realize it's way down the road. And I'd just back up and tell them, say, you know, have a nice day, slow down. And I'd head back or I'd get my backup or something. There's times, but you know, it's just in that moment that you realize that you have lost it. It is not there. That's when you begin to seek for it. And And you begin to look for it. Where did I put it? What did I do with it? I know it's around here somewhere. But you know what we got to first of all do? Is we got to realize we have got to wake up and see that we have lost it. Come on now. We're looking around and we say everything looks good. Everything looks like it's fine until we realize that it ain't the way it should be. It ain't lining up like it should. It ain't the way the Lord wants it. We're not going to get anywhere.
Come on now. Well, Bruce, can you give me a little bit of more monitor, if you don't mind? Well, we got to realize that we have lost it. Oh, because we ain't going to be seeking for nothing. We ain't going to be looking for nothing that we know that we already have. Come on now. I'm going to move on here. I just feel like I need to stay right here for a minute. But we ain't going to seek for nothing. We realize we ain't lost. If we know we got a $20 bill on us, we know it's in our pocket, and we know that it's been there. You just checked it last 2 or 3 minutes. I ain't got a 20, don't worry. I'm broke. But if you did have one, and it was in your pocket, and you felt it 2 or 3 minutes ago, and you said, oh, there it is right there. And then you just assumed for the rest of the day, if it was there at 6:30, it's got to still be there. But then 5, 6 hours later, you're sticking your hand in your pocket, and you realize that it's gold. You know, sometimes we may find it, but sometimes it's too late. Somebody's done come along and picked it up. The wind's blown it off. You know, we cannot lose it. We have got to stay alert. We got to stay where it needs to and keep our lives where we need it to be. But oh, when that moment that we realize I've lost that $20, we think, where's the last place I've been? Where's the last thing that I done? What vehicle was I riding in? What pew was I sitting on? Did I go in the bathroom, or did I go in the kitchen, or did I go here or go there? And we searching and we're looking for it. Because we lost it, we realized that that had some value to it. You needed that because it's going to take you on to tomorrow. And there's things that we have lost in this hour that we're going to have. You may be just riding along right now. It may seem like it's all smooth sailing. But after a while, the wind's going to blow. And the storm is going to rage. And the waves is going to get big. And we're going to have it to make it. I say we realize tonight and we get in the altars and search our hearts and say, Lord, what have I lost? Lord, if there's anything that I've lost, Lord, help me to find it. But second of all, she lost the corn, first of all. But second of all, she lit the candle. I got to hurry here. She lit the candle. Some writers believe that her home, I don't know, her home had no windows. They believe it was a dark house with no windows, just a way in and a way out. I don't know that. That's just what some believe. But as she goes in there, she's lost it, and it's all in darkness. And it's all in everything. Everything's closed up. Front doors closed, windows closed if she did, or she had no windows, there wasn't no light in there. She knew that she had to first of all do something. She had to find some light. And you know what's wrong with us in this hour? We have let our lamps go so long that the oil is burning out. The wick needs to be trimmed. And when we find the light, it has become dim. We can't see around. We can't see how to do things. We can't find our way. We can't find what we lost because it seems so dark. It seems so lonely. But if we can get trim our lamps and fill them back with oil and light it up and find our way. You know, just like this home, as I said, the writer said, some of them said that she didn't have windows. It was dark. Oh, but you know, this is the mentality, or however you want to say it. I don't know how you want to say it. But we get to the point that we realize that we have lost it. We realize that things ain't just like it was. And then we get to the point where I got to find it.
But we have bound ourselves. We have backed ourselves on up. And we have closed the windows. We have locked the doors. And we said, oh, I don't want no light. I don't, you know, when you're depressed, it seems like the best part to be in is in a deep, dark room. There's no light. You don't want to hear nobody say nothing. You don't want to see nothing. And you just lock yourself in there. You know, it's just like that. That when we realize that we lost it and we begin to look around, oh, we have locked ourselves up. We have closed the door. The Lord tried to show His light upon us, and we have locked the doors against Him, and we have closed up our hearts, and the Lord cannot shine in. But I tell you today, if we have begged, Lord, help me to light my candle, help me to light my lamp, Lord, that Lord, I can be able to find it, because there's some steps here now. First of all, as I said, she lost it. Then she had to lit the candle. She had to light it. So now she's able to see. Oh, but I imagine if somebody walked by and they seen the light, they would see the light flickering inside of the house. I imagine that. But when she lit the light, then she began to sweep. She began to search. And she found it. And then she rejoiced. I'm not trying to get a hold of myself or ahead of myself, but she began to rejoice. And I begin to think about that. If we have first realized that we lost it, and second, we would light the candles and let there be light in the church again. And let the church be lit up again. And let our hearts be lit up again. Where the people in the church will see that He's lit up. He's got some light about Him. He's shining again. He's been darkened. He's been closed up for long enough. But now I'm seeing the flame begin to flicker. I'm beginning to see the room light up. And we'll be begin to see that, and we begin to get our hearts right, and we begin to get a hold, and we begin to clean up, and get where we need to be, and we find what we lost, and we begin to rejoice. The community will see it. Our loved ones will see it. They'll say there's a difference down there. There's a difference in that home. There's a difference in that church. There is a difference. But there's some steps she had to make. She had to light it. But next of all, she began to sweep. Oh, we a lot of times on this point right here is where we get hung up. Come on now. I said right here where she began to sweep is where we get hung up. We a lot of times realize what we lost. We realize we're not where we need to be. We try to get ourselves on fire. We get a little flicker. We get the room lightened up. We look all better. Everything's going better. Everything seems to be greater. Oh, but then we still ain't found exactly what we're looking for. Come on. I said we still are not to the point that we need to be. We still have not found that missing piece. We have still not found that we have lost. But a lot of times when we get ourselves livened up and we get ourselves to feel a little better and we come to church and finally feel a chill bump and we finally feel a hallelujah coming through and we say glory to God and feel like raising your hands, a lot of times that's where we stop. Come on now. I love each and every one of you. I'm preaching to myself here. But a lot of times that's where we stop. It's just when we feel a little better. It's just when we feel like everything's going to be all right. But if we stop there, that's the reason we run from revival to revival. That's the reason we run from camp meeting to camp meeting. And by the time we get to the next meeting or by the next service, then we're right back into the same point that we was. It's because we have lit the candle. We felt a little better. And we said, well, I'm doing all right without it. I'm doing all right without it. I've lost it, yeah. But it was just one piece. It was only one little thing that I've lost, and I'll be all right without it. And we stay right where we at. We stay right in that point, and we believe, and we begin to, the devil begins to make us believe that lie, that we're right where we need to be, and it's all right. We don't need it back. We don't need a move of God like we used to. We don't need a prayer life like we used to have. We don't need a study and read like we used to. We don't need a fast like we used to. We don't need to live like we used to. We don't need a witness like we used to. The devil will make you believe that lie. And that has brought wrong with the church now. And we put the broom in the corner. And we quit sweeping. Oh, hallelujah. But the point of sweeping, I don't like doing it. But I will do it every once in a while. Kind of spread it out there a little further. But there's times in my job that jobs in the past that we had to sweep, we had to clean. When I worked at the grocery store, that's part of your job every day. Sweeping and mopping. But I remember there at Mama's house, and just use that for example, that Mama would tell us to sweep the floor. We'd track in on the back porch or in the back door there. Say, sweep the house. Quit sweep that kitchen. Get that grass off that floor you brought in. I'd sweep it up, get a nice little pile. I'd look around. Didn't really look that hard. But I'd look around for a dustpan. And I didn't want to find it. Really, what truth to be told. But I looked for the dustpan. Couldn't find it. It was always a corner right there beside her bedroom. I'd sweep the dirt right in that corner. And I'd leave it. And I'd prop the broom up in the corner. That's where the broom stayed most of the time. But even before that, when I was taught how to sweep, you always sweep into one direction. Always sweep in front of you, don't you? You never sweep towards you and then walk all into it. You always sweep it, you're behind it, however you want to say it. But you're sweeping away from you, I guess, how you say it. And you're not walking through. But you know, a lot of times when we begin to sweep and we're beginning to clean up, we're trying to clean the house. We got to sweep the floors, clean the floors, look for it. We got to find what's lost. And the whole time we sweep, and then we'd just put the broom up for a little while, and we'd walk all through it. What does that do? It distracts it all back. And you know what? The devil's tried his best to put as much dirt on our floors as it possibly can, because he knows that if we have to, if we can cover it up, we'll never find it. But we begin to sweep. We get it almost cleaned up. We're almost to find it. And we'll truck right back in what we cleaned up and just spread it all over our lives again. And then sometimes we finally get it into a pile. Instead of cleaning it up, cleaning it out, and then going searching, we'll rake it into the corner. And after a while, yet and plus more, I find its way right back over our souls, and it's got us trashed over again. It's got us all dirty again. You know that's the reason we can't get nowhere. It's because we ain't getting prayed through. We ain't getting rid of it. We ain't asking the Lord to help us and get victory over it. We pray about it, and the Lord says get rid of it, and we do it for a little while, but we bring it right back, and we let it strew all over the floor again, and it's right back into the same point as we was before. Oh, hallelujah. I want to help you here tonight. I want to help us. I feel a burden to preach to you. Oh, but we just sweep it in the corner. Oh, this revival. We just sweep it in the corner. That's revival. Some of you just sweep it in the corner. That's the reason a week later it got itself back out. And it got right back into the same spot as it was. All them little things. All them little roots of bitterness. All these little roots of hatred. All these little roots of jealousy. All these little roots of worldliness. All these little roots of this and that. And all would just begin to, little pieces of dirt would begin to accumulate. And we say, oh Lord, I need your help. And we're just sweeping in the corner in a little while. We're going a month or two and feel better about it. But oh, it just finds its way right back. But I wish tonight that with Union Grove Calvary Holiness Church, we'd find ourselves in the altars and say, Lord, I've been closed up. I've been dark. I've lost something. But Lord, I'm going to sweep tonight and get it out. Get it cleaned up. Lord, I'm tired of this same old problem coming back. I'm tired of praying about it. And 2 weeks later, it comes back. I'm tired of getting deliverance over. And then it just comes right back. And I'm doing it again. I tell you tonight, if you'll clean it up and clean it out and let God have it, where it won't be a spread back in your life, there will be a difference when you walk out of this place tonight.
Oh, hallelujah. I said there will be a difference. I say it's time to sweep the house, ain't it? I say it's time to sweep the house. Get the dust mop out. Oh, and then begin to sweep. Get the dustpan out and fill it up and throw it out. Because we're tired of the same little problems and the same little situations and the same little battles getting into our lives and causing us heartaches and problems and keeping us from having a move of God like we need to have in this hour. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We want to have revival. We're going to have to start sweeping. We're going to have to start cleaning up some things. I'm going to start with Josh. How about that? I'm going to start with me. Oh, I begin to pray about it. Lord, show me these scriptures and this story. I know he's really talking about the loss. And I'm just using a kind of an illustration tonight. But I feel like this is what the Lord began to show me. This is what you're going to have to do, Josh. And I feel like the Lord wanted me to come by tonight and preach to you and tell you it's going to work for you. You also, it's going to take the same thing for you as it's going to take for me. But if we abide together, I said if we abide together the church, and we'll clean the house out, and we'll sweep the house, and clean it out, people will see a difference in Union Grove. Oh, hallelujah. She swept the house. Imagine what she got it. She got all the trash cleaned out. All the trash out of the way. I don't know, she might have had dirt floors. She might have just had to scrape the first layer off. I don't know how she done it. Just saying tonight, once we sweep the house, we'll clean it. Get everything that's bothering us out of the way. Get victory over the thing the Lord done dealt with us about. Get victory over it. Don't get a little touch. Don't get a little blessing. Oh, and a little chill bump that makes us want to go on to the Wednesday night. But get something that we know that there has been a deliverance there. And we have got full victory over it. And then what does she do? She began to find it and search for it. She sought after it. And then what happened? After she got it cleaned up, she began to seek. The Bible says she searched until she found it. She looked. She looked hard. She looked close and carefully. And she finally found it. But it didn't stop with that. A lot of times we say, well, I got it back. And we sit on the pew. And I'm guilty of this. I am. I'm number one. When Brother Jim says testify, I should be the one jumping up to testify. But a lot of times the Lord will bless me. And I sit there and I let the devil talk me out of my blessing. But oh, I want to do better with it. I want to do better. I don't say, Lord, help me that I do better. Lord, help me that I get up. But once she found it, she found it. She sought for it. Now she's found it. And then she rejoiced. I tell you what, if we get to searching, we'll realize that we lost it. We'll come in these altars and say, Lord, would you search my heart? Show me where I'm missing it, Lord. Show me where I need to make it right with you. Tell me what I need to change. Search my heart. And we'll begin to work on that. We'll begin to clean the house out. We'll begin to clean everything up, get everything out of the way. I guarantee it, that you will find what you have lost. I said, you will find what you lost. It's a promise to us. It's a promise to us. You read this Bible. There's so many promises there in this Bible to tell you. Oh, and I'm telling you tonight. Oh, I'm telling you tonight. If we'll search for it, we'll clean the house. Oh, it'll make a difference and we can find it. Let's find us a place to pray around these altars tonight. Oh,